Comfort is just a call away.
Jeopardy. Today's contestants are a travel and tourism consultant from San Antonio, Texas, Jack McGuire. An environmental consultant from Los Angeles, California, Alec Van Houten. And our returning champion, a retail supervisor from Brooklyn, New York, Katie Neal, whose one day cash winnings total $36,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Got some on-camera time there. Welcome, everyone. Going to wrap up the week today with a very good champion. Made a big impression yesterday, over $36,000. Alec, Jack, welcome. Pick up those signaling devices. Hopefully you get to use them in these categories in the first round of play today. Science around us, followed by where's that church? You have to give us the present country. Toys, skating into the NHL, hashtag, four-letter words. Oh, put those together. But each correct response in that last category, beginning with the letter F. Katie, start.
Four-letter words, 200.
It can refer to a thin sheet of any metal, not just aluminum. Alec.
What is foil?
Good.
Four-letter words, 400.
Something in this state is in a condition of continuous change. It's in a state of flux. Alec.
600.
Pheasant or duck, for example. Katie?
What is fowl?
Good.
800, four-letter words.
A stodgy older gentleman. That would be a fogey. Old fogey. I know all about them. Katie.
1,000, four-letter words.
Before up, it means to admit to a misdeed. Katie.
What is fess?
That's the word.
Hashtag 200.
Hashtag TBH is short for this. When users try to be truthful about an idea they post on the internet. Noted home of the truth. Katie.
What is to be honest?
Yeah.
Hashtag 400.
In 2017, Alyssa Milano tweeted, if you've been sexually harassed or assaulted, write hashtag this. Katie.
What is hashtag me too?
Correct.
Hashtag 600.
Hashtag he for she went viral after a UN speech about men and boys working for gender equality given by this Harry Potter actress. Alec.
Who is Emma Watson?
Yes.
800 hashtag.
When you must let everyone know you didn't touch up that shot of you by that scenic overlook, it's hashtag know this six-letter word. Alec.
What is filter?
Yeah.
1,000.
Hashtag FF, short for this, is used to recommend social media accounts you enjoy. Katie?
What is follow Friday?
Yeah.
Toys, 200.
In 1949, this toy company produced its first plastic brick. Alec.
What is Lego?
Good.
Let's do science, 200.
Also known as ammonium inhalants, these salts that revived enfeebled Victorian women are still used in the NFL to wake people up. Katie.
What are smelling salts?
Yes.
Toys, 400.
This toy brand said, throw it around indoors. You can't damage lamps. You can't hurt babies or old people. Jack.
What is Nerf?
Yeah.
Where's that church? 400, please.
Antonio Gaudi's Sagrada Familia. Katie.
What is Barcelona? Oh, Spain?
No. Oh, you got it in time. You corrected yourself. Good for you.
Toy, 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
1,000.
All right. This brand of toy trucks began in Minnesota in the late 1940s.
What is Tonka?
Tonka is right. And now you're at 4,800. And we're going to take a break. Back to the three of you in a moment. After this. Jack McGuire is a travel consultant from San Antonio, Texas, whose sister was on our program as a contestant how many years ago?
It was 4 years ago, Alex.
Four. How did she do?
She finished in second, as a matter of fact, so in our family, she has the bragging rights for the moment.
Okay, and she's in the audience cheering you on today.
One would only hope.
Okay, good. Alec Van Houten, from Los Angeles, an environmental consultant who has watched every episode of Friends in the shower.
Yes, that's correct. So these days, there's just so much good content out there, so many shows to watch. How do I fit in time for an old show I've already seen? I decided to start watching half an episode of Friends every morning in the shower.
You are probably the cleanest contestant we've ever had on our show.
I think so.
Katie Needle, retail supervisor from Brooklyn, New York. You and your friends hold annual roasts for who?
For each other.
Oh.
Yeah. We started it back in college. It's my friends from high school, and we do it every year. We pick one person to honor, and we make mean jokes.
Well, when you say honor, yeah. I'm wondering about that. Kind of roasts are they?
Yeah, they get a little
raunchy.
Well, I was just going to say brutal, but
brutal is a good word. So is raunchy. Pick up your signaling device and make a selection from the remaining clues on the board.
Toys 800.
In the 1970s, you paid a $40 adoption fee for little people, the precursor to these dolls that come with birth certificates. Jack.
What are Cabbage Patch Kids?
That's it.
Toys 1000.
This wooden toy dates from 18th century Japan. That is called Kendama. Back to you, Jack.
Where's that church? 600.
The Crystal Cathedral, now known as Christ Cathedral. Jack?
What is California? What is the United States?
Correct.
Where's that church? 800.
Hagia Sophia. Jack.
What is Turkey?
That's the country.
Church, 1000.
St. Stephen's Cathedral, also known as Stephanskirche, consecrated in the capital in 1147. Jack.
What is Berlin?
Nope. Alec or Katie? Remember, it's the country, Austria. Berlin is not in Austria. Back to you, Jack.
NHL, 200.
With 20 in 2018-19, Morgan Riley led the NHL in goals by a player at this position, where scoring isn't your first job. Alec.
What's the goalie?
No. Jack.
What's a defenseman?
Yes.
NHL, 400.
From 1981 to 1985, he averaged 206 points per season. The great one indeed. Jack.
Who is Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky, yeah.
NHL, 600.
Gilbert Perreault is credited with the three important elements of hockey are forecheck, backcheck, and this. And you can take that to the bank. And the this was paycheck. Jack, back to you.
NHL, 800.
When it came to winning the 2019 Stanley Cup, meet me in this city as its team avenged a 1970 finals loss to the Bruins. Jack?
What is St. Louis?
Yes.
NHL 1000.
A 1990 Oilers-Kings game saw 356 of these doled out, with Marty McSorley getting 37. That'd be more than half the game. Jack?
What are penalties?
Yeah.
Science, 400.
With the photic sneeze reflex, looking at this can cause some people to spontaneously sneeze. Alec?
What is the sun?
We'll accept that and light. And before we go on, I have to do a score correction, and it affects Jack. You gave me a response that I accepted as correct when it wasn't. You said, what are penalties? And the correct response is, what are penalty minutes? Sorry about that. So we deduct 2,000. Alec, you pick again.
Science 1,000.
This man's scale is based on the logarithm of the amplitude of the largest seismic wave in an earthquake. Alec.
What is Richter?
Yeah.
800.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
Particles in a solar wind hit the Earth's magnetic shield and head for the poles, then interact with gases in our atmosphere to form this six-letter phenomenon.
Alec.
What is aurora?
Aurora, right.
600, science.
By taking away needed oxygen, a mix of baking soda and vinegar can work as a basic type of this safety device. Alec.
What's a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
Church, 200.
Built in the 300s AD, the Church of the Nativity. Katie.
What is Palestine?
No. Jack?
What is Israel?
That's it. And that takes you to 2,200. You're still in third place, however, which of course means that you get to go first in Double Jeopardy after this. He started slowly, but not a lot of catching up to do for Jack as he picks first from these categories in the Double Jeopardy round. American history, a popular subject. The Irishman. Bookmarks. Musical instruments. Numerical characters. And finally, one of our traditional categories, before and after. Where would you like to start?
Musical instruments, 800, please.
All righty. It's the lowest sounding member of the string section. Listen. Alec.
What's a bass?
Yes.
Musical instruments, 12.
It's a plucky early relative of the piano. Jack.
What's a harpsichord?
That's it.
Instrument, 1600.
Originally a set of graduated bells, now it's tuned steel bars struck with wooden hammers. Jack.
What's a xylophone?
Nope. Alec or Katie? Yes, glockenspiel, you should have said that. All right, Jack, pick again.
Instruments, 2000.
Also known as a scraper, this percussion instrument originated in Latin America. Jack.
What's a marimba?
Nope. Alec or Katie? It's called a guiro. Guiro. Pick again.
Irishman, 1200.
He's the Dublin-born actor and one-time seminary student seen here. Jack.
Who's Byrne?
Gabriel Byrne. Good.
Irishman, 1600.
In 2018, Gerry Adams resigned as head of this two-word Northern Ireland unification party after 35 years. Jack.
What is Sinn Féin?
Correct.
Irishman, 2000.
Concerned about colon cancer, Dr. Dennis Burkitt changed eating habits with his 1979 book, Don't Forget This in Your Diet. Alec.
What is fiber?
Fiber, yes.
Numerical characters, 800.
Number 5 is the teleporting, time-traveling alumnus of this Netflix Academy. Possibly helpful on a rainy day. Katie.
What is the Umbrella Academy?
Right.
Before and after 400.
South African host of The Daily Show who came up with an American dictionary of the English language. Alec.
Who is Trevor Noah Webster?
That's it.
800, before and after.
Long-lasting storm system on Jupiter. That's a British expression for a sip of Lipton or Twinings. Alec.
What is the Great Red Spot of Tea?
That's it.
1200.
Number one duet by Sonny and Cher, nicknamed the Sultan of Swat. Jack.
What is I Got You, Babe Ruth?
Right.
Before and after 1600.
Brazilian dance. That's the Canadian province where Halifax is the capital. Katie.
What is the Bossa Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
Before and after 2000.
American poet of the Red Wheelbarrow, who's also a store selling gourmet cookware. Who is William Carlos Williams Sonoma? Katie.
Numerical characters, 1200.
Barbara Feldon, who played this partner of Agent 86 on Get Smart, turned 86 in 2019. And her partner was Agent 99. Katie.
American history, 400.
He was recovering from typhoid fever when he was inaugurated vice president on March 4th, 1865. Jack.
It was Lincoln.
No. Katie.
It was Johnson.
Yes.
American history, 800.
Answer. Daily double. Costly mistake for Jack.
2000.
Okay. On October 8th, 1871, a fire started on De Koven Street, destroying more than 17,000 of this city's buildings.
What is Chicago?
Yes, indeed.
American history, 1200.
This three-named leader of the Free Silver Movement served as Secretary of State under Woodrow Wilson. And that would be William Jennings Bryan. Back to you, Katie.
1600 history.
This great compromiser introduced the compromise tariff of 1833. Jack?
It was Clay?
Yes, Henry Clay.
History 2000.
This powerful union of the 1880s, KOL for short, began as a secret society modeled on the Masons. And that would be the Knights of Labor. KOL. Back to you, Jack.
Let's try bookmarks, 800.
Answer. Daily double.
$62,000.
Two only? All right. In this novel, Mark Watney says, I didn't die on Sol 6. Certainly the rest of the crew thought I did.
What is The Sun Also Rises?
No, what is The Martian? The Martian. Pick again.
Bookmarks 1200.
Mark Haddon got the title of this novel from an observation made by Sherlock Holmes in an 1892 story. What is the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime? Jack.
Irishman 800.
Dublin's Leinster House inspired James Hoban's design of this Washington, D.C. building. Jack.
That's the White House.
Correct.
Irishman 400.
In the 1750s, this man started his first brewery in County Kildare. Later, he opened the St. James Gate Brewery. Katie.
Who is Guinness?
Yeah.
Bookmarks 400.
Mark Frost wrote The Secret History of This Place, also the title of a TV show he created with David Lynch. Katie.
What is Twin Peaks?
That's it.
Numerical characters 400.
In the Austin Powers films, Rob Lowe and Robert Wagner played number two, second only to this villain. Katie.
Who is Dr. Evil?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Character 1600.
This three-named actress turned her powers to 11 on Stranger Things. Katie.
Who is Millie Bobby Brown?
That's it.
Characters 2000.
On Star Trek Voyager, this techno-species designated Jerry Ryan's character 7 of 9, and it sort of stuck. Jack.
What's the Borg?
Yeah.
Instruments 400.
It's the lowest sounding member of the brass section. Listen. Alec.
What's the tuba?
Tuba. Good. And with that, anybody's game as we get set for the last final Jeopardy of the week. Here's the category. Constitutions of the World. We've expanded it considerably. Clue in a moment.
In the Geico sequel ad, it's the name of the food truck run by the raccoons. What is Shea Dumpster? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
This sounds like a tough category for final. Constitutions of the World. All right, players, here's the clue to help you. This country's 1979 constitution forbids amendments altering its official ideology or religion. 30 seconds. Good luck. Katie and Jack were on this like a shot. Alec, you took your time. It was mystifying you. We'll get to you in a second. Jack, what did you write down? Which country's constitution was it? Was it Iran? Yes, it was. They overthrew the Shah and then came up with a new constitution. You will add 5,200. That bumps you up to 11,000. Now we come to Alec, not looking happy because he was China. No, it'll cost you how much? 3,000, you dropped to 5,800. Now over to Katie Needle, our champion, won big yesterday. Will she win today? She came up with Iran. She will win, but with how much money? 5,201 invested, 17,601, a two-day total of 53,602. That's pretty good for 2 days' work.
Pretty good.
Enjoy the weekend. You too. Be safe. Come see us again on Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Carpe. Get the solution for your sweat today at mycarpe.com.
I've always had a problem with sweaty hands.
My feet were so sweaty.
We had really sweaty hands and feet.
So we created Carpe Antiperspirant Lotion.
Carpe makes such a difference.
For a limited time only, get 15% off and free shipping with code NEWYEAR2020.
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.